Time now for your comments. On Friday, we heard from graduating seniors at Elkhart Central High in Indiana. Elkhart has been known as the RV capital of the world. More recently, it's gotten national media attention as a symbol of the recession. As manufacturing jobs left the area, unemployment shot up to nearly 20%.
Well, our story prompted Steve Gruber of Elkhart to send this message to NPR and the rest of the media. Please stop covering Elkhart. And he wrote that in big capital letters.
Mr. Gruber writes, "The relentless but consistently blunt and cursory coverage of the unfortunate economic conditions in Elkhart by national media outlets inevitably portrays our community to be something akin to the grapes of wrath." He continues, "The bottom line is this. What possible benefit can these news stories produce? When Allentown, Pennsylvania lost thousands of steel jobs, they too got relentless coverage of their bad news. The net result was a Billy Joel song. No one said, 'Gosh, poor Allentown, let's move our business there. It's probably a real estate bargain.' Instead, the relentless coverage just reinforced that Allentown was a place to be pitied, or worse, avoided."
To another story, very sad news from South Africa. We told you on Friday about the death of Thembi Ngubane. She chronicled a year in her life living in a shanty town and suffering from AIDS for a radio diary on our program. Our remembrance hit hard for Maurice Johnson of Fairfield, Connecticut.
He wrote, "I was driving home to Fairfield from a meeting tonight along I-95 in the rain and feeling contemplative when your story about Thembi came on. I listened and then noted that my shirt was splashed with the tears streaming down my face. Whoa, I'm a guy." But her courage, determination, and spunk were phenomenal.
If you have a question, comment, or complaint, we'd like to hear from you. Please write to us by going to npr.org and clicking on Contact Us.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.